Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to Cults Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And today we will be continuing a new series for season 2 called Quoted by my very close friend, Ella Catherine.
In this episode, we will be discussing how we need to take care of our body.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 8th episode of season 2. Before we get started, we just wanted to let y'all know that Ella's blog will be linked in today's episode description. Check it out and find out about her upcoming book.
So let's bow our heads and pray before we get started with this devotion so that we start with prayerful hearts and minds that are ready to learn and accept God's word. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I pray that we will all be open-minded and willing to accept your word into our hearts and listen and learn from what you have to tell us, and that we will learn a really valuable lesson today through Ella's devotion. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we get started, we just wanted to let y'all know that Elle's blog will be linked in this episode's description. Check it out and find out about her upcoming book. So in today's episode, we will be doing July 14th, Take Care of Your Body. So the verse she has us read is 1 Corinthians 3:16 through 17. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy and you are that temple.
Those kids at the park yesterday had a bottle of something they were drinking out of. Did you see what it was? Elena asked her friend Lena the next day. Did you not see? It was obviously alcohol, Lena said. One time someone asked me if I wanted to try alcohol, but my mom was in the room, and I could not. Elena couldn't believe it. You wanted to try alcohol? Ugh, gross. Elena stuck her tongue out.
Well, yeah, who doesn't? You're just disgusting. Elena picked up her backpack and walked out of Lena's house without another word. She felt kind of bad for how rude she had acted, but she couldn't help it. She had grown up as a Christian, and when she moved to public school, she met Lena. Lena acted way different from a Christian. When Elena made it home, her mom was outside working in the garden. I thought you were staying late at Lena's house, Mom wondered, setting down the shovel in the yard. Did something happen?
Elena sighed. Lena was talking about how she wanted to try alcohol, and it was just disgusting. Don't you think you should let her know what's wrong with that? Let her know that God wants us to keep our bodies clean because they are a temple for the Holy Spirit. We do not want to damage our bodies. Tomorrow you should tell her about God, and maybe you should invite her to church. How about that idea? Good idea, Lena replied.
So her challenge of the day is take care of your body, for it is God's temple.
I think this is a really good passage because it really, shows you, a real-life example of it. And then what you could do to fix it or to do something about it, you know?
Yeah, and I don't believe drinking alcohol is a bad thing. It's just, first off, we are underage, so I don't have any wanting to drink any alcohol yet. And also, when you get older, it's just drinking it responsibly. But, Christ drank wine in the Bible. That's what they drink all the time.
And water to wine.
I don't believe that drinking alcohol is a bad thing. It's just drinking it, and making sure you're wise with
irresponsibly. That's bad.
Yeah, if you drink it and get drunk, that is not taking care of God's temple. But if you drink it just a little bit, just try to not overdo it.
To all the adults out there that want to take advice from children who don't know what they're talking about, drink at home. Don't go to a bar or something to drink. Drink at home because you can be more responsible there. Because you don't have to hop in a car and leave your house.
Yeah. My mom's always told me, how when she was in, college and stuff, she was the designated driver, which meant that she was the one who, would not drink anything, or if she did drink a little bit, she'd drink very, very tiny to make sure that she could drive her friends home safely. And that's what I want to do if I ever went to a party like that, just make sure that I could get my friends back to their apartments safe.
Yeah, and, like, it's really good to have a designated driver if you're going to be drinking outside of your house or something.
Yeah. So, I mean,
it's always good to have, like, a plan.
Taking care of your body can be on many levels, though, because also doing drugs, that's terrible for your body. And smoking in general, vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Spotify, they have, like, these vaping commercials that come on so often.
Oh, my gosh. They're, like, so scary.
I know. Some of them are, like, disturbing. And I'm like, well, at least they're getting their point across. It's just, you can, if you start it just to try it, also you can get addicted, like, any of that. But I don't think taking drugs illegally ever is a good idea. But, like, taking drugs illegally is never okay in my mind, unless you know you can take it responsibly, like, because marijuana has medical purposes. So, like, mm-hmm. if that'll cure
if you, you use it correctly.
If you use it correctly and you use it responsibly and you don't get hooked on it, you take the correct dosage for the correct amount of time and you're able to stop it. I think that's fine because you're healing yourself. You're taking mm-hmm. care of the temple God gave you by using that to heal yourself. But, like, if it's not helping you, why do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there are, like, other things, like, take care of your body. Like, don't do something that you know is unhealthy for yourself. Like, drinking an unhealthy amount of sodas a day or eating, like, an unhealthy amount of candy or doing, like, stuff unhealthy like that. Like, that's also slowly destroying you.
I have stopped drinking sodas. I only drink them occasionally. And my soda substitute is Perrier sparkling water. So I've
decided that for my New Year's resolution, I'm going to cut back on sodas.
What does that mean?
But that's New Year's. It's October, so.
Oh my goodness.
I still got Ohio. But I'm going to be like, okay, I can only drink this amount, like one a week or something like that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to figure something out.
Well, what are some other ways that we can take care of our bodies? Like, oh, using them as temples for the Lord can also mean doing acts that reflect God. Like, living your life and not reflecting God, how's that a temple of God if you don't, like, act as a Christian would act, like how Jesus would act, then I believe goodness. That's a good way. Yeah. Using the fruits of the Spirit in your life, and you can see them all well-rounded. But if you use your body to tear people down and to do evil acts, to, like, just completely defy God and his will and his plan for you, then I don't believe that's using your body, like, taking care of it. And that's definitely not a way you should live. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I pray that you will bless it and that we will all have a fantastic week ahead of us.
I pray over our listeners and that they may take care of their bodies and be safe and healthy this week and anytime, because that's very important.
I pray that our listeners will also live for you and reflect that with the way that they treat others and the way that they carry themselves. I pray that their week will reflect you in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you have been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab, email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.